Usual, the baptismal message is always a little bit shorter. To me, the whole event speaks a message far better, far more eloquent than I can share with you. Just a little reminder, okay? We have a little gift for everybody. This is from my Sunday school class, SSS4. So you can pick this up, and it's free. It's for you. It's a gift from the Sunday school for everybody. It's really like a journal. And Singapore has been trying to encourage people to write letters. It's such a national campaign. Take time to write a letter. Take time to write a letter. So I thought it's good. And one person was saying, we used to write compositions. Now we've forgotten how to write because of SNMs and everything else. And then we don't even know how to spell properly. And it's just come to the point of the ridiculous that people don't even know how to communicate anything. So this is in good keeping of the Singapore spirit. Write something. So go ahead and take your copy later on. Right? There will be lunch. We're going to be confined, if possible, to be here because we're going to have this part of the alfresco area be, the movers will come and take down this tent here. Right? So they're going to do strengthening work of all the pillars within the next 2 weeks. So within the next 2 weeks, don't come to church. The church will be closed for the next 2 weeks. Right? Next Sunday, we won't be worshiping here. Christmas Day, we will be at Shangri-La. And on the last Sunday, it's going to be historic because, you know, it's very seldom we're going to have spend a Sunday, an ordinary Sunday, but at last Sunday, we'll be there. And I have spoken to Maureen, Auntie Maureen Siang will be there. And she said, Pastor, I just want to give glory to God. So we'll be at Down Memory Lane service on that Sunday. So I've just spoken to Esther as well, and she said, Pastor, I'll be very happy to speak, but just don't ask me to write. And just after I announce his book. Okay? So I have been encouraging her to read as well further. I've got to catch up with her, how much of the book she has read. Well, we'll see. And we're just so glad to see this thing here. But, you know, each one of us has a testimony. And this morning's meditation is in Luke chapter 2. And this is what the, this is one of a number of people whose testimonies are noted by the gospel writer called Luke. And one of them, well, one of them was called Simeon, and the other one was called Anna. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon Simeon and led him to the temple. And then this was his very short testimony. He took baby Jesus in his arms, verse 28, blessed God and said these few words, Lord, you are now letting your servant depart in peace according to your word. And he said, my eyes have seen your salvation. Now that's our focus this morning. My eyes have seen your salvation. If you were to read earlier chapter, Luke chapter 1, Mary would say, my spirit has rejoiced in God my Savior. Zacharias the priest would say, you know, blessed is the Lord God of Israel. He has raised up a horn of salvation and redeemed his people. Luke 1, 68 and 69. And added to this, Simeon the just, my eyes have seen your salvation. And any testimony has got many, many aspects. The first aspect is always personal, real, simple, straightforward. It's your story that nobody can take away. Nobody can take away the reality of what Mary experienced. Nobody can take away the joy that Zacharias had when he was finally able to speak. Nobody can take away this part of it, which is personal, which is real, which is powerful. And it is so good to be able to write and say, this is my story. My eyes have seen your salvation. It's something that we don't want to take for granted. It's for real. And you can best tell that story. Nobody else can. You know, I think this is something that we all have, to see how God becomes real to us and it becomes our story to share. So that if we were to look at the number of testimonies we have this morning alone, either written or just by being here, you know, we should really feel inspired and challenged to discover more for yourself. What is this thing that you have discovered? What is this salvation that you have? Who is this Savior that you speak about? And it all begins with a personal challenge. And it is wonderful. You know, sometimes I look at Tao Hong, and of course he's a bit shy. I don't want to say too much, but you know, if you were to look at his fingers, one of them was cut off. Well, that is a testimony of his old life. That finger cannot be restored. Salvation doesn't mean chung, restored, no. But it really means there is a Savior, there is a salvation that he has personally experienced, and nobody can take that away. Don't let that take you away, take anything at all in any way. I think that is just wonderful. And everyone has this story. Every single one of us, God has given us a personal story of salvation that you want to treasure. And I just sat there with my son. You know, I was enjoying just, you know, doing things that father and son would do together. And we just sat down there, and you know what we did? We just held hands. You know, I mean, it's just wonderful to me. To me, I still remember the little boy that I carried in my arms, and now he's big enough, he's bigger than me, you know, we just sit there and we just hold hands. You know, it's just, to me, it's a story of salvation and of blessing. See, salvation is just a beginning. It really is a beginning. It doesn't end there. It's going to go on. God's work of salvation will continue. Just open a heart and a mind to ask the Lord, Lord, continue with this story of salvation. There is much more to discover, so much more to learn. This is the second part of it, which is called the profound part of it. The simple part of it is where we begin to experience it. Then the second part of it is profound. And the profound part is where God continues to reveal how he will redeem, how he will lead, how he will bless, how he will protect, how he will restore, and much, much more. And so when we celebrate Christmas, when we celebrate what we are celebrating, and today, baptism, it's the beginning of a story of salvation. It is not the end. And it is wonderful to see this. I see Esther there, you know, to alive today. To me, that's kind of special. Right? Because when you try and do that brain surgery part of it, the chances of having a stroke during the operation is very high. It's there. It may not be very high percentage, but it's a very real thing. And yet to come alive out of it, to me, that's a continuing story. And I still remember when Maureen told me, Pastor, I have pancreatic cancer. The word pancreatic cancer sends shivers down my spine. Because the people that I've known who have pancreatic cancer, they don't survive a year. Well, it's been more than a year since she has had pancreatic cancer. And then came the sobering reality. The cancer has now appeared in the liver. And the doctors were not very hopeful this time around. And there she is. She survived the 6 months that doctors don't even think that they, you know, this will be, that's it. And she says, Pastor, I want to come to church next Sunday.
And I want to give testimony. I just want to give glory to God. This is part two. This is the second part. My eyes have seen your salvation. This is the profound part. How God will lead us, we don't know. How he will, whatever path it may be, we don't know. But we do know this. We are not alone. Because once we have a salvation, we have a Savior who comes alongside. And he's there. It is up to us then to be challenged to find this faith, to apply this faith, so that when we say, my eyes have seen the salvation of the Lord, it is only the beginning of something wonderful. And this morning we have to ask ourselves, who may experience this? I remember speaking to Mrs. Ng. Mrs. Ng says, God has to call me first. God has to speak to me first. Then I can respond. Well, God has spoken to her. She could have died, but she did not. She could be paralyzed, but she is able to come. But this is God speaking to us. And that's what Jesus said. I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. So the Lord calls us. And it is wonderful to see this. And so Jesus understands his mission. He has come to give salvation. Some others were blessed enough to see in a little baby the hope of salvation. For us, we see the reality of salvation in our life. And this is only the beginning. And it really, really is only the beginning because there are others things to come. The Lord Jesus Christ says, come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. And this word rest is a very hard word for me to learn. Because I don't understand the word rest. And the doctor says, rest means don't talk. Well, it's very, very hard. One day I bought a book out there and it says sumo. Why, I like sumo wrestling. So I bought a book, sumo, and I look at what sumo means. Sumo means shut up, move on. Whoa, that is not a very nice title. But so sumo is a little bit better, as full stop. You know, sometimes the Lord has to shut us up. Don't talk. And so, you know, the last month has been really struggling. I still kept coming. I still wanted to speak and then suffer for it. Tried for a whole month. You know, it was really the Lord was saying to me, come to me and I will give you rest. And I needed that rest of the voice, if nothing else. You know, I'm just so glad that I can be here to speak. I'm here to, you know, it's not 100% restored, but at least I can speak without going into a fit of coughing. And I am just really grateful. And I think this is important. It's so wonderful to discover this joy of salvation. And here is an invitation to all who are here this morning. You know, I'm going to invite you to take this book home. And this is what it is. And it tells us, you know, it glimpses of how each one has found salvation in his own special way. This is the first part. But remember, there is a second part. It is the continuing discovery of Jesus as Savior, of the salvation that he has, and the things that he will give to us as we walk with him in faith. May our hearts be greatly challenged, be impacted greatly, deeply, to consider what it really, really means to come to understand Jesus as Savior of our life. Well, let's pray together. Our Father, we thank you for the challenge to know your word. And if not through the word, through the lives and experiences of friends, of ourselves, and discovering who you are in a most wonderful way, our Savior, our Lord, who is there with us. And the story of salvation continues until the day we die. And we rejoice in this truth. And as we give this Christmas offering, we will give it with a heart full of thanksgiving and joy. We ask you to bless. In Jesus' name, amen. Now today we receive a very special gift. You know, we have a group of people who come and we give an offering, and they come and help clean up the church.
And there's a special group of people who help to clean up this place here for kindergarten use. So this morning a check was given. What is interestingly, it's not a big sum of money, but it's meaningful. And it was given to, dedicated to the kindergarten ministry. I mean, that's kind of special, right? Here they are cleaning the church, and we should be paying them. But instead, they would say, they turn around and say, you know, we want to give towards this work of the kindergarten. I thought that was just wonderful. That really, really is. So thank you for that thoughtful gift. Okay, I'm going to have to rush you a little bit because the people are coming to take the place down about 12:45. Okay, so if you stay inside here, you're safe. But some of you want to sit out there, might be a little bit difficult. So about 12:45, they will start taking the things down, the workers out there, to prepare for a strengthening work this coming week. So this week, the next 2 weeks, please remember, don't come to church because this place will be just, dusty, to say the least. They're going to do everything they can within the next 2 weeks or so, right? If you need anything, just call, use the church directory, contact us one way or the other. Okay, just want to ask you this morning to remember Andy's mother. She was due for an operation last week, but oxygen intake was not very good. And so they needed to raise it up first. Well, this week it came up, and she is going for surgery. It's quite a bad situation. It's an orthopedic surgery, but at 80 plus years old, that's always a risk. So we want to remember Madam Tan as we begin next week. Well, we conclude with a last hymn, and it's not a very familiar hymn perhaps to some, but it's a beautiful hymn. It reminds us of the birthday. Christmas is the birthday of a king. Are we already out there? Okay. Let's rise as we sing. Page 11. Let's remain standing as we ask the Lord to bless us. And now may this great and wonderful God, who in His grace and His love and His mercy, reach out to us in sending the Lord Jesus Christ, and gave salvation to all who would turn to You. May this God continue to lead and to bless. And may the Lord Jesus Christ, whose name we proclaim and praise, become precious and dear, especially during this Christmas season. And may the Spirit of God help us to find the spirit of Christmas in a fresh new way, alive and strong, vibrant, full of joy, to the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ, now and forever.